What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Outside of QB at two, what is your number one priority for the Commanders in their final eight picks? 800-636-1067 is the number.
It might be too easy to say left tackle, but that's it. It's what they've left to be done. It's the only there are two items on their shopping list. One, we know where they're going to get it. They're already in the aisle. They're looking at the ingredients, and they're going to make their final decision. The other is left tackle. So I'm going to start watching. I mean, obviously, you're watching the whole draft play out, but I'm going to really start honing in and focusing on what happens around 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in this range, right? If a couple quarterbacks start to slip, and someone like Michael Penix is going 12th or 13th, say to the Raiders, or there's a trade something somewhere in there. If you start to see, you know, wide receivers go off the board, Brian Thomas from LSU is in that 12, 13 range. You start that up, and you go, okay, so I might have, you know, Fuaga, Fashanu, and a couple other guys that might slip into the teens. That means the next layer down, the Guyton's of the world, right? The kid from Oklahoma. I might have a chance to trade back into the first round to take Amarius Mims, J.C. Latham, somebody at the tackle spot. If the numbers really work out in my favor, and a couple guys that aren't supposed to go in the first round do at other positions, and there's, you know, enough tackles that I can kind of do the math saying, well, I don't think the Colts are going to take one. I don't think the Bills are going to take one. So I can sort of get away with it. I'll stay at 36. But I'm going to start monitoring right around that 10 mark. Count off the tackles I find acceptable, sort of, you know, do some quick math, and if I have to mobilize, I will mobilize. I cannot leave the first 2 days of my draft without my quarterback and my future left tackle.
So are you coming around on the idea of a trade up into the middle of the first
round? I've always been open to it. To me, the thing my ideal is somewhere in the early 20s, so I don't have to give up too much. If I have to give up both twos, I'll cringe and I'll do it. Right, because you know where the math plays.
Potentially, not if you go up to 13 or 15 or something, and you get Fashanu who fell. I don't think giving up two twos at that point when you get your franchise left tackle is a problem.
No, it's not a problem. What I'd love to do is give up one of my twos, one of my threes, and move up into the late first potentially.
Yeah, but then you're getting, you know, the eighth best offensive tackle or something maybe.
Like, sure, but it's not exact, though. I mean, it all depends on fit and scheme. And like, if they might love J.C. Latham 1,000 times more than they love Tyler Guyton. I have no idea.
But he is very unlikely, as Charles Davis told us earlier, to be there at that spot, right? And that's kind of my point is if you're going up into the late first round, you're down. As he said, there's a big drop-off in tiers, right? The first tier is gone by then. So if you want to get into that first tier, great. Let's go get into the first tier. But if not, then the difference maybe between like 28, where you can get a tackle who you weren't sure was going to fall to you at 36, and the guy you'd get at 36 might not be that different, actually. But that brings me back to where I'm at, which is, I guess, just a more aggressive version of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Finding my dance partner to go get my guy. I want one of those first-tier starting left tackles. And I think they probably have to move up above 16, 17. You know, that's probably the lowest they could go to get him. But I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that the quarterback run happens. Five QBs go in the top 12 or 13, meaning McCarthy, long gone, and then Penix. That the wide receiver run starts there. And a guy like, you know, not only Brian Thomas goes early, but I'm thinking maybe even like some of those receivers that we think could fall to the second round. Ladd McConkey, those types of guys. Like, they start going, and you're going, wait a second, where is the tackle run? Why hasn't that happened? That, to me, screams perfect for the Commanders. Now let's go get our guy.
Yeah, to kind of pounce on it. Again, that's why I'm saying you have to do that. It's a little bit predictive, right? We have to sort of figure out, okay, if the Jaguars are on the clock at 17 and Olufoshanu hasn't been taken yet, are they taking him? You got to know that, right? Like, I couldn't tell you instinctively one way or the other. I would guess not, but how sure am I? Like, they need to know those sorts of things, and they do. They're pros. But that's kind of my point, is you're kind of doing that math on the fly, where that sweet spot of worth it to me to move up, still getting someone that I'm really excited about versus just having to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess to me, where I'm extra aggressive is Alt's gone, but it's got to then be Fashanu, Latham. I don't think Fuaga's going to fall. It sounds like he's going to go pretty good here. But Mims would be the only other one. After that, the gap from that group to the Tyler Guyton, Patrick Paul, Brandon Coleman, you know, whoever else you got there, it's just a very, very... I think it's sizable. So maybe I even stand pat. If I miss out, then I might just sit at 36.
And see what happens.
Take the best available and say, these guys probably aren't ready in September for week one anyway, so I'm not going to force it. But my priority would be to put a package together, find a dance partner, and go get my tackle.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.